This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I want to dance with you right now.
I want to dance with you. You want to dance with me, Kara? Shall we dance? Let us dance together. Yes, we'll dance.
In the East, we call it dancing.
Whatever it is, it's conversation. We're dancing with our minds. And that's a good thing. Put your mind to work as I take some time here in this hour of the Good Day program to review some of the hot hits of this past week, according to Talkers Magazine. And maybe find some of the stories behind the stories, if you will. As usual, it's Trump, 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 Trump. Who's the leader of the club? Who's faithful, you and me? Trump he is. Yes, he is. Mr. Donald Trump. So, oh, by the way, hello. I'm Doug Steffen. Friday morning, Kara Schilling at the controls. Yes, there is no proof, according to many or most, that the wiretapping claims President Trump made were true. The House Intelligence Committee said it could find no evidence that the Trump Tower was wiretapped. At some point in time, people are going to realize, whether you like it or you don't like it, that the president is a bit of an entertainer. And some people say he's a clown. I don't know that he's a clown. I think that he likes to just talk. And he wants to have people pay attention to what he's saying. And boy, do they, and doesn't he. In a manner of speaking, the whole wiretap thing came about, it would seem, from an interview that occurred a week ago, just a couple of hours before the president started tweeting, and the exchange between Bret Baier and Speaker Ryan was the understanding, or was the underscore of the conversation. Apparently, there was a misunderstanding during the exchange that made it seem as if Ryan confirmed that the wiretap allegations about Trump Tower were true. He said, quote, there's a report that in June of 2016, there was a FISA request by the administration, and specifically the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, to monitor communication involving Donald Trump and several other campaign officials. Then they got turned down, and in October they renewed it, and they start a wiretap Trump Tower with some computer and Russian banks that didn't show up by any measure of expertise. And so Bret Baier looks at Ryan and said, have you heard anything about that? And Ryan answered that he had no proof that Trump officials had colluded with Russia. So I wish that I had the actual audio, but I don't. But I do have a copy of the transcript of the exchange. Ryan says, quote, well, again, like I said, none of us in Congress or anybody I know in Congress has been presented with anything to the country of what you just said. So Breyer said, so do you believe it to be true? Ryan said, yeah, we've seen no evidence that anybody in this campaign or any other American was on that list with the Russians. That is, the Russians who meddled in our elections. Baier said, I got that, but my point is it that the Obama administration was aggressive with these requests, these FISA requests? Ryan said, no, I hear your point. I see nothing of that. I've seen nothing come of that. That's my point. And so it was reported previously that Trump was presented with a Breitbart article discussing claims of wiretapping that originated on Mark Levin's radio program. But in this interview, and then there was another one apparently with Tucker Carlson, Trump repeated what Baier had claimed and not what Ryan had confirmed. He said, I watched your friend Bret Baier, where he was talking about certain complex sets of things happening and wiretapping. I said, wait a minute, there's a lot of wiretapping being talked about. I've been seeing a lot of things. And if you watch the Bret Baier thing, what he was saying and what he was talking about, how he mentioned the word wiretap, you'd feel very confident you could mention that it had happened. So he mentioned it, and people have mentioned it. So Trump's been asked about it this week, and Ryan's been asked about it this week. You know, here's the difficulty. Mark Levin and others who are like him are shills for the administration and for that point of view. And because they say it on their radio programs doesn't make it true. Because Trump says it doesn't make it true. Because Ryan says it doesn't make it true. Because Bayer says it doesn't make it. It just is, we're in an era, we're sort of uncharted territory here and no man's land when it comes to taking verbatim what people say and expecting it to be the truth or expecting it to be the final word. It just isn't. Trump's going to say a lot of things just to get attention because then people say, well, that's not presidential. You know, he's the president, so get over yourselves from the way it was before. It may make people uncomfortable, but he's the president. So he can say what he wants, and he's a big boy. He takes responsibility for it, and he gets hot water for it. That's his deal. But for you to believe, I mean, these people, Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and most of the others, that are, whether they're local or national, they have an axe to grind. They have a point of view, and they present their point of view because that's what their audience wants to hear. I'm on a lot of stations with this program. I think altogether there are 185 stations that carry my morning program or programs, one or more of them, and they are right of center radio stations with a point of view that is, that would carry Limbaugh, Hannity, and Levin, and those other three that are the most of all of the national people. I think they're the ones that grind the axe the most. So they're going to say things. They're going to be pro-Trump. Are they going to be all true? Nah, probably not. There's going to be conjecture. There's going to be suggestion. There's going to be point of view. Point of view is never factual in my experience. It's like looking at the budget. Well, let's just listen. Let me just wrap this thing up with a rap that comes, use the WRAP rap. Not the RAP rap. We could probably, that'd be interesting, Carol, wouldn't it? Trump is, I mean, could we take, you want to take a shot at it? Trump is demand. Trump's on hand. Trump's ready to go. Trump, yeah. No.
I don't know that it's going to be a top 10 hit, but.
No, probably not. Anyway, here's what a reporter had to say about the wiretap claims.
A day after the House Intelligence Committee said it couldn't find any evidence Trump Tower was wiretapped, the Senate Intelligence Committee came to the exact same conclusion. Republican Chairman Senator Richard Burr issued a joint statement with Democratic Vice Chairman Senator Mark Warner. The one-sentence statement said there were, quote, no indications that Trump Tower was the subject of surveillance by any element of the United States government, either before or after Election Day 2016. So far, almost no one outside the White House has been willing to back up President Trump's claims that former President Obama listened to his private conversations before the election. But Trump has refused to back down since posting the string of accusatory tweets. He maintains he has proof he was spied on in some way.
Wiretap covers a lot of different things. I think you're going to find some very interesting items coming to the forefront over the next 2 weeks.
FBI Director James Comey could officially put the issue to bed at a public hearing in front of the House panel next week.
So what? Okay, enough already on that stuff. You will not hear me talking about that anymore. What I am going to talk about is the budget proposal, at least the first swing at it, that came down yesterday, the elimination of some agencies and take money away from other agencies. So we'll see what we can find out about that coming right up here. This is a good day. It's 16 after the hour.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans.
Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Did you know that the Amazon region produces 20% of the world's breathable oxygen? The Amazon rainforest is one of the world's most vital life support systems. From its role as the world's largest watershed to the fact that its trees act as the lungs of the earth, people need Amazonia to thrive. Every year, an estimated 3.7 million acres of the Amazon disappear due to deforestation. But there is something you can do to help. SC Johnson is joining forces with Conservation International to stop this trend. 1 acre at a time. Protecting an acre of tropical forest costs just $25. And for every acre saved by you, SC Johnson will double donations to save a total of 10,000 acres. Join us by protecting 1 acre of land for $25. And together, we can help make a positive impact for future generations. For more information about the Acre for Acre match and to view the new Conservation International VR film Under the Canopy, visit conservation.org/canopy.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
All right, 18 after the hour. So the first stab at a budget change takes an axe to 14 different, eliminates 14 different agencies and cuts others like the EPA. Listen to this whine. This is basically, these people are all just, listen to this.
The Trump administration wants to slash the Environmental Protection Agency's funds. The White House released a budget blueprint Thursday that would cut the EPA's funding by 31%. That would bring its current budget of $8.2 billion down to $5.7, which the New York Times says would be the lowest in 40 years after adjusting for inflation. Fewer funds means fewer people, too. The new budget would eliminate 3,200 of the agency's jobs, or about 20% of its current workforce. Remember, this budget proposal is just that, a proposal. But critics say if it becomes a reality, they're afraid it could cripple the EPA and endanger public health in the process. The new budget would slash more than 50 of the agency's programs. Among them, a grant program that helps cities and states fight air pollution and a program that aims to improve energy efficiency. And funding for waste cleanup programs across the country, like the Chesapeake Bay Project, would be cut to zero. These cuts aren't exactly surprising. Ahead of the election, President Donald Trump vowed to get rid of the EPA in almost every form. But Congress controls the purse strings here, and lawmakers could end up increasing spending for the EPA past what the administration has proposed.
All right. Of course, this is a proposal. It's another one of these, let's see how we can stir the pot thing. I like this guy. He says, he used the word slash twice in that report. Cutting job. That's what he was elected for. I supported Trump because he wanted to cut government spending, cut jobs, and cut back on regulations. Those are the things, these are the things when they come to pass that most people who support Trump are happy about. $1.5 billion for the fence along the border, well, it may be another thing. Discussion of the issues at Good Day, 21 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Brewster, 24 after the hour, music time in this hour of Good Day, with a focus on the E Street Band and the Boss. This is Don't Look Back by Springsteen and the E Street Guys. Member of the E Street Band is Nils Lofgren, who is their guitarist. He's helped Bruce a lot, contributing to some of the songs, a great part of what is a great piece of Americana, the E Street Band. So what they're doing is teaming up with a company called Reverb, marketing some of the items from his personal guitar collection, looks like. Or has he got other instruments? What else does...
I think he's got amplifiers and...
Gibson
and
stuff.
A ton of guitars, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Maybe some bases, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Two Fender twin amplifiers used on stage with Springsteen. Some processors. A lot of stuff that would be something like Bob McKay, who works with us, would want to buy. Would the average person want to have this? Probably not to use, but to have as an artifact, maybe?
A doorstop, maybe?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, family member of the show, Rich McFadden, he would probably love all this stuff.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, right. Yeah. So the story of Nils Lofgren, most people love his name. He's been with the E Street Band since 84. He launched the sale after evaluating his massive collection, and he thinks he could unload some of the stuff that would be better appreciated by fans and maybe even some other musicians. He said, quote, "My 49th year on the road professionally, I find myself with a massive amount of great instruments and gear that I've acquired to put to good use. I've had the idea for a while to get the gear that's sitting idle into the hands of musicians who would use it As I once did, I continue to donate gear to local school programs, friends, charities, that sort of thing. But the overall accumulation of all this gear remains enormous, and I want to get them into the hands of musicians that'll play them or people who may value them as a piece of my musical history. I'm optimistic that the musical discovery and excitement that each piece once gifted me will be a new adventure for someone who gets them, and I take comfort in that, so says Nils Lofgren, who's selling all of this stuff. I would have thought once, I mean, they'd have a hard time doing that with Willie Nelson, because he's got one guitar and he's got holes in it.
That's right.
That'd be about the end of that. All right. So let's see here what we've got here in terms of something that makes sense. This is news about Tom Petty and Mumford & Sons as they get into the Arroyo, is that how you pronounce this, Arroyo Seco weekend? I remember this from last year. We talked about this festival. It's a Coachella kind of thing, is it not? In June, Pasadena, Jennifer?
You know, I think this is relatively new, but yeah, it's like a mini Coachella where it's more of a concert type deal, but an all-day thing.
Yeah. So the festival this year has Jeff Goldblum, the actor, and he brings his jazz band along with
jazz
him. I didn't realize he had a band.
He's actually, I've seen him play on TV sometimes when he's a late night guest. They'll have him just sit and play piano. He's
really?
A really fabulous jazz pianist.
Is he?
Yeah.
So admission is $1.25, and they go tickets go on sale next week. There we go. That's good. 28 after. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time to post free your jobs. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now it's the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program, March the 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. For those of you who are Irish or love to celebrate or just want some silly excuse to go drinking tonight after work, go ahead. It is a silly holiday for me. Right? We have all these. It really isn't a holiday because people don't get the day off. And if you're Irish, you're offended. But how can you say that? It's nonsense. It's kind of. It is. It's, that doesn't mean it's bad. It's just nonsensical. If people need an excuse to go drinking, then you need to look at yourself in the mirror and try to figure that all out. So that's the important thing about the day today, or what people talk about. The 17th, a very close friend of mine's birthday is today, and she's not Irish. She's very Italian, as a matter of fact. And I kind of kid her about the Italian in her and the Irish. She married an Irish guy. That happens a lot, doesn't it? Irish and Italians getting together. Normally, is the guy an Irishman and the woman an Italian? That happens more often than the other way around, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so I don't want to make any mistakes here. What I want to do is spend the time that we have together in this portion of the hour to go through some of these budget cuts. But first, I'm going to give you a list of all of the things on the talkers chart for this week. Week of March 17th, the things that have shown up in discussions, according to their research, top 10 items discussed locally and nationally. At number 10, the March Madness. It is. Every year it's the same thing. The media is, the news media is in such a rut. It's like, okay, here it is. We got to talk about this because it goes on every year at this time. Is there a lot of interest in it? Yeah, but I don't feel this year, for whatever the reason, maybe it's because Trump is sucking all the air out of the room, that there's as much interest in March Madness. I know there are people, like Kara, I don't know if you can talk because you got a lot of noise in the background there, but is there a pool at the studio for who's going to win? They have the March Madness rankings and all that sort of thing most of the time.
Yeah, there's a bracket, and sorry for all the noise in the background, but yeah, there's a bracket, and I entered, and I watched Maryland, University of Maryland, where I went, played last night, and they lost, so I'm probably not that invested anymore, but yeah, a lot of people are watching.
All right, there's no fire, they're having a fire drill in Canada Studio in Washington. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9, the Snoop Dogg video, and the sort of back and forth between him and Donald Trump. Number 8, Dutch elections that were held or being held. The tax returns. Number 7, Kim Jong and his foolishness with more threats. Number 6, the accusations that Trump Tower was wiretapped. Much ado about nothing. Number 5, the health care plan. Very interesting conversation about that stuff this week. That's number 4. Number 3, the interest rate hikes from the Fed. Number 2, budget cuts, and number 1, the travel order. So I'm going to go through, as a result of the stimulation that's been provided by the first budget suggestions, the first round, I'm going to tell you that for the most part, many of these things will never be changed. But, and then there'll be a lot of accusations. I'm going to go through, there's 3 pages of material here that are in the budget suggestions as to what to do to put America first, getting rid of smaller agencies. And so we'll I'm going to give you some ideas for you to think about. If you haven't heard these, I'm sure maybe a few people discussed them yesterday, but I find that they would be, depending on the axe to grind that the host had. I don't have an axe to grind. Well, that's not true. Of course I have an axe to grind. I've got a couple of axes to grind with this. Most of them are supportive axes. Like, here we have the African Development Foundation. What does that do? It invests in African-owned enterprises in our country. Now, those people who are black and those people who agitate for black positions, if you've been listening to me this week, you know that I've been very much affected by the movies The 13th, about the 13th Amendment and slavery, and the movie I Am Not Your Negro. Having said that, I'm very sympathetic to those people who look back at history and think that black people got a raw deal, because they did. Do they continue to get a raw deal? Some do. Yep, at the hands of some police? Yes, absolutely. But does this have anything to do with that, the African Development Foundation? No, absolutely nothing. Whisht, out the door. Next. Department of Agriculture takes a big hit here, and I don't like it. I'm a farmer, as most of you know. In addition to being a broadcaster, I have a dairy farm, and I understood this when it first came out yesterday. I looked at this and realized that this budget was bad for agriculture because it shunned a lot of programs in rural America, programs that serve farm communities. And these people in this administration have no sensitivity to the farm at all. And plus, they've got a dork as Secretary of Agriculture. And by the way, these proposed cuts are not going to all happen. There's a big constituency. The problem with the big constituency in agriculture is it's all the big ag companies, Monsanto and Agrimark and ADM and Cargill and all that bunch. So the big, big, big farmers, and this is what I know, they want to stop the subsidies for the big, huge agribusinesses, and so they got to look at it more carefully, because what it looks like here is that family farmers and ranchers that actually are enduring the worst farm economy in a decade are going to see $23 billion in cuts. And I don't think that the what we need right now, more cuts to this agency. But again, I've got an axe to grind. Cutting, let's see, here's a $4.7 billion cut to USDA, which is a lot of the programs that help farmers make their farming farming abilities worthwhile. They can fix fences and replant fields and all of these sorts of things. I've actually never taken advantage of any of these, but I know people who have. As far as cutting the EPA, for the most part, I don't have a real problem with that. There are some things that are needed for farmers, but the chopping block is well served here if the right programs are cut. But unfortunately, the water and wastewater loan and grant programs are cut. A reliable drinking water system, things are cut, and that's not good. Okay, the Appalachian Regional Commission. Appalachia is the poorest part of America. One of the poorest places, incomes. And this is where the government is crazy. This is where we're all nuts to support this kind of thing. The coal miners who that's where the soft coal comes from, Appalachia. So the coal mining there is the biggest industry. And where there are programs to help people who are working in the coal industry who are affected by other government mandates and programs that have cut the use of coal, hello, does that sort of rock anybody's head? We have one program that is working to cut the use of soft coal from the coal mines that come out of Appalachia. And we got another program that supports the people who live in Appalachia because they're being financially affected by government rulings that say don't use soft coal. Hello. Let's see here. The Chemical Safety Board investigating chemical accidents would be cut. Commerce Department in areas where there is support for economically distressed areas. Some of these programs have been started and they've not been monitored, and the money, this is what happens. You get a budget item and it never goes away. So these things are going to cause discussion and a fixing of the focus, I'm going to guess, at some of these. But here's the one that I get the biggest kick out of. Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I have been saying for years and years and years and years that there ought not to be one damn penny from the taxpayer going to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They've got plenty of begathons. They sell advertising and they just call it announcements of support or whatever it is. They make big money. They waste a lot of money because they've got way too much staff. I'm able to run and so is every other radio station for the most part you're listening to this commercial, run an enterprise that is successfully supported by advertising. So they can do their own thing, whatever they want to do to raise money, but they don't need any federal money. Period. End of story. So that's one that I cheer, taking the public money away from public broadcasting. Get your own money. Figure out how to do it. There's a lot of good stuff on public broadcasting, a lot of good stations in big cities that are very heavily supported by listeners. That's fine. Good. So let the stations, they have something to say, and the product is good, supported, good. So you run ads like they do anyway. They just mask them under some other foolish title. But no money for Corporation of Public Broadcasting is a home run as far as I'm concerned. Going through some of the items in the budget blueprint here, as time allows, a few more items to be enumerated as we continue. It's 45 past the hour.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of plant performance products available exclusively through Crop Production Services. With us today to talk about one of those products, Radiate, and the nutrient use efficiency is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole, and that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses. Keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development, even in the face of significant stress.
What are the two active ingredients in Radiate, and how do they help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs. A bigger root system simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains. That ultimately leads to better yield performance. Growers can learn more about Radiate or other Loveland products by visiting their local crop production services retailer or visiting us online at lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Tim. Check back next time to learn more about plant performance tools from Loveland Products.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
All right, so it's 48 after the hour. I can't go through all of these, but there are some of these things that are up for being eliminated or cut that are just, it brings to our attention all of these crazy things. The National Endowment for the Arts, funds to promote arts with grants to writers and artists. Why does the public, I may think some of this stuff is great, National Endowment for the Humanities, all that stuff, but it's up to me to support them by going to the museums or buying the product, not the federal government, to support them and prop them up. The Northern Border Regional Commission that funds economic development in distressed counties in Maine, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont, helping to bring people over from Canada. I mean, we can find places like this all over. This is pure politics. All the senators from Maine, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont got together and convinced their fellow senators and congressmen to support this because they scratched their back on something else. You vote for my bill, I'll vote for your bill. And there'll be people that'll, you know, all the folks that are invested in this, look at the campaign contributions that go to various senators and congressmen, and you'll see what they will support out of all of these things. These lists have been made public now. They're all over the place in morning newspapers, so you can see them. I'm just giving you some of my comments on the things that I think ought to slide down the pipe into oblivion. It's 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust.
the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who is a mind maker, not a mind manipulator, but someone who's a mind stimulator, much as anything else. As you will recall, Uri started out his career in the 70s, becoming famous for his power, his mental agility. He was able to bend spoons, fix watches, fix clocks, fix stoves, all that sort of thing, and it became something that he was noted for. And then his life has been spent motivating people and how to use their minds. And I think as we become more sophisticated, Uri, we encounter a lot of different things in our ability to communicate. I was with my grandson, Miles, yesterday. We took a train ride, and I watched him as he became so curious as to what he could see from his perch on the seat. He's a young person. And then you look at older people that are our age, people who are on the verge of being married, or somebody who's lost someone in their life, someone who's died. And you look at all the different things that go on in the cycle of life in what seems like such a short period of time. When you really go back, I look back at my years, you and I are the same age, and we think about things that have changed in our lives, things that are precious, because we realize that as time marches on, nothing really ever lasts, does it?
Yeah, Doug, it's pretty strange and kind of eerie that you brought this topic up, because we have a very close friend who is dying from cancer. And you can see the process of the body shutting down. And as we get older, you know, when we are in our 20s and 30s and 40s, we really don't think that way. We think somewhere in the back of our minds, we think that we live forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
well,
not
we do.
So
in a sense, I believe we do. I think you do, too. We both believe life goes on and we do live forever. But the body, the spirit goes on forever. The body doesn't.
Exactly. And I have to, again, go back to Albert Einstein's quote, the incredible equation of E equals MC squared, where Albert Einstein proved scientifically to the world that everything in the universe is made from energy, and energy cannot be stopped. Energy cannot be killed off. So that definitely the spirit and our soul, our energy, the body energy within us, the soul, survives and goes on to different dimensions. That's where we don't understand where it goes, because there is very little contact with the other side. Lots of mediums around the world who claim that they talk to the dead. You just don't know whether they're real or charlatans. But I tell you that every time a medium does a show, a lecture, it's jam-packed. People go there to see or feel or to be assured that there is the afterlife, that there is another world beyond death. And that's how it goes. We, like you said, life goes very, very quickly. And I wonder how that transition will be. A lot of people who come back from the dead, when their heart stops and they reactivate their heart, they tell of this amazing tunnel of light and colors. What do you think, Doug? Do you believe that there is life after death?
Oh, absolutely. I think there is. I also think that what we don't do here, and maybe I'm starting to think more about it because I watch my daughter as a mother with my grandson, and I see how this child is embracing all of the challenges in life, from the learning how to talk, learning how to walk, and the things, the amazing things that he's seeing that we don't look at in a fresh way because we're used to them, but he's seeing them, many of these things, for the first time, and that's how you know that he's engaged in this life, although I think he's an old soul. It's very exciting to see this sort of stuff, and I think that's the kind of things we ought to embrace, not worry about the end of life, but embrace those who are starting life and look. Go ahead.
I do want to assure all our listeners that the life after death, it's been confirmed. Life after death has been confirmed by scientists who have discovered that consciousness continues even once a person has died. And this was a big experiment, a large-scale study for more than 2,000 people. This is a British study that confirms that thoughts do carry on after the heart stops. This is amazing.
Now, the whole thing is amazing to think about, because it runs against some people's religious points of view and that kind of stuff. But it really is fascinating to contemplate what you can do with your mind, as Uri just suggested, thinking after you die. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER.com. Check it out. It's fascinating. 59.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.